Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, East Coast 5AM. Once again, this is Pat Kenny, 2 days in a row. I know. I hope everyone is having an awesome, awesome week. Welcome back to this week's edition of Patterday. Today is Saturday, March the 30th. And as I mentioned yesterday morning, we are, it's basically done. It's over. Q1, we are through the first quarter of the year. I do hope everyone did have an awesome week. I was able to give me some of the great calls from Mr. Tom Tool, as I do every Saturday and every other call that I host. If you did miss any of those calls, wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, please make sure you go and check those out, either for a first or for a re-listen. But as we close out the first quarter of the year, I just want to take a quick moment, obviously, especially now while it's still nice and quiet early in the morning here, and have an opportunity to just kind of reflect a little on what this first 3 months has looked like in, you know, my personal business and your business, to us together here as a group and as part of a tribe, this journey of growth and pursuit towards our goals. Over the last 3 months, there have been a lot of challenges. Hopefully everyone here has celebrated a lot of victories, big and small. But every step that we have taken, every decision we have made has been a testament to our dedication towards our goals and our growth in our respective worlds. We stand here a couple of days away from Q2. I think it's time to acknowledge and gut check where we have come and where we have come from. I've always believed the success, is measured in many different ways, building relationships, understanding needs, most importantly, creating value and communicating that value. But I think it's also about waking up every day with a purpose and going to bed at the end of the day with gratitude. We move into the second quarter. I think we should carry forward as much of the momentum as we have built that we can carry. We set our sights even higher, not just in terms of targets and numbers, but I think in the impact that we wish to make in people's lives. I urge you to commit to being learners, leaders, visionaries, and always pushing towards the next goal and the boundaries of what's possible. This quarter, I would ask you to challenge yourself to step out of your comfort zone, whether it's adopting a new piece of new technology, exploring a new marketplace, or refining your approach during your conversations. Growth is going to lie in the new and in the untried. Every no brings us closer to a yes, and every challenge is just an opportunity in disguise. For me personally, and I hope for you as well, as I plan my goals for the coming quarter and refine them again based on what I've done through the first quarter, I don't only think of the outcomes I wish to achieve, but also the person that I aspire to be during this quarter. The qualities that I'm trying to cultivate in both myself, my team, and all my relationships, resilience, empathy, diligence, and integrity, are just as important as the numbers that I'm aiming to hit. I want to remind you that success is also not a solo journey. I really want you to lean on this community or lean onto your own community that you've built over time to talk about, talk through, and hopefully continue to grow your goals, your motivation, and the dreams and achievements you hope to knock and tackle during Q2. Really lean in. Make sure you leverage all of us here. Make sure you leverage those mentors that are a part of your life outside of this group. But as the sun rises today, and it's the beginning of a new quarter here coming around the corner, I say we greet it with open hearts and unwavering resolve. I urge you to make this quarter not just a great quarter, but the best one you've had yet. Have an absolutely wonderful Saturday. Have a happy holiday weekend if you're celebrating. And we'll see you back here Monday morning for Q2.